Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When people looked at cancer, one of the things that seemed to not make sense was that so many different things, I mean everything from radiation to HPVs to chemicals to things could cause cancer, but cancer had fairly regular cell types. So what I did was instead of looking for where cancer is different, which is typically, you know, you look to exploit an anomaly, what we did instead was look for where cancer was the same. And as we studied this more, it looked like cancer was sort of integral to the body, maybe part of the immune system in a sort of misunderstood way. So normal chemotherapy is looking for a poison that kills that cancer and is less, you know, effective on the host, in other words, sparing of the host. The problem is chemotherapy is not as selective as they want it to be. So I went the other way. I said, let's look at how cancer can be isolated metabolically. In other words, eat food that doesn't feed the cancer. And of course, it was not possible to do that, you know, in sort of a holistic way. But when I engineered some new molecules, I was able to actually get the cancer to consume a dysfunctional tyrosine. And what happens is the cancer cannot survive. It's sort of like saying I'm trying to survive on drinking diet soda. You just don't. So the cancer becomes weak, and as the cancer becomes weak, I can exploit that weakness with some other chemicals in our compositional material. And what that does, of course, is kills the cancer in an almost, I hate to use the term non-toxic, but in a much, much, much less toxic way. The people who take our medicine feel great from the day they take it, but the cancer dies.
What have you seen so far in the results?
We have had literally the best clinical trial results of any product ever tested, as far as we know. We have seen remissions. We have seen responses. We have seen both partial and complete responses. And it doesn't seem, it's agnostic to the type of cancer. In other words, we've had 12 or 13 different types of cancer that we've treated, and all of them have responded because there's a commonality to cancers, which is called its mucin layer. It's essentially its raincoat, its protective layer against the body, and we can compromise that layer and make the cancer vulnerable. And in doing so, we exploit that vulnerability. And again, we have seen results that are outstanding.
When you're doing these clinical trials in the Fort Worth area, what's going to be involved with the patients with this?
We're doing a pancreatic trial right now, and what we would want is the patients to take a look on our website and then give a call. We're working at the Center for Cancer and Blood Disorders in Fort Worth. I mean, I know Texas is a big place, but we will help people get there, okay? It is very important to us to save lives. It's very important to us to see effectiveness. So in the trial we're doing in the Texas area, there's no placebo group. If you are somebody that can get in our trial, you are going to get our medicine, and we're going to try to make you better. And hopefully, if we can, that's going to be a durable resolution of your disease.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.